One of the real big personalities of the NRL is former Brisbane Bronco and St. George Illawarra Dragon, Wendell Saylor. And we're lucky enough to have the big man on the line this morning. Good morning, Dill.
Good morning, guys. What's happening?
Very little, mate. I thought you might be able to tell us what's going down. I believe you're getting ready to play in this Legends of League tournament on the weekend. How's the body, brother?
Mate, you know what? Through winter, like a big chocolate bear in hibernation, but the last sort of 6 to 8 weeks, I've had to lift us down to training. So the young blokes been helping me out a bit. But, mate, the Bulldogs have taken it really serious. The Legends of League up there at Central Coast, they've been having training sessions. So, you know, it's for a great cause, Mark Hughes Foundation, and they're getting the boys back together. So looking forward to it.
One thing I know about the Dell, he doesn't let his body go.
I'll tell you what, mate, through winter, I did a little bit, and my son let me know too, just quietly.
Yeah. How is Tristan, mate? He's got a contract with the Dragons. Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about him, mate, and what style of player he is?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Loz, the year that I came to the Waratahs, it wasn't my best year, 2006. He actually started rugby league in New South Wales at Clove Valley Crocs. Him, Lachlan Lamb, and Victor Radley.
Wow.
So they all played for Clove Valley Crocs together. But then, he was going through well through the juniors. And about 16, he had to make a choice whether he was a Queensland or New South Welshman. And I don't know why, but he chose Queensland. So he's been in the Queensland 20s the last 2 years. He's in the first grade squad now. So, you know, Gareth Widdop and Tarek Sims are doing a good job looking after him. But I'm really happy for him. He's worked hard. And there's been some pressure on him, you know.
I tell you what, though, Dill, he's at least he's picking and sticking, not like a few of the others. What's going on up there?
Yeah, look, I don't know, but it's funny. He's a fullback 5'8", but you know what? I like that the NRL have done a really good job with these kids now. Loz, and we came through, we didn't have the guidance or the mentoring stuff, and he's at uni now doing business as well. So if it doesn't work out for him, you know, he's got something after footy.
Good on him.
That's terrific. It's a terrific initiative, a push there. Hey, Wendell, before we get to Legends of League, I just want to chat. I was flabbergasted that Kevy actually, I don't know why, but Trevor Gilmeister, no longer part of that Origin setup, and he's like, he's just part of the whole fabric, isn't he, of the entire joint. Why do you think that probably came about?
Yeah, look, you know what, I saw it about 2 days ago, and myself and Lottie were talking about it, and look, man, Trevor Gilmeister is a guy to me. When you think Origin, you have a guy like him, because just around the boys, his attitude, there's him and Boxy Walters, and just the whole refurb of the place. I don't know, I'm disappointed, I suppose, for Gilly, because I know how much he puts in, and it's a good two-way street, but I suppose for Kevy, he wanted to make some changes there. Mate, they weren't that far away this year, even though New South Wales deserved to win it this year.
Yeah.
And just to see Hodjo come in, Billy and JT, look, it's up to them. It's up to Kevy, because I suppose the pressure's on him now. You know, 3 series, he's won 2. He lost last year. But I'm disappointed that Trevor's not there. Trevor Gilmeister's not there. But good luck to the boys anyway.
Yeah, Gilly, he's part of the fabric up there in Queensland, and certainly you'll never forget what he did for Queensland in 1995. Under the strength Queensland team, he led them Queensland to victory. Did you play in this Legends of League tournament last year, Del?
Yeah, mate. You know, it's funny. You know, I know when you retired, that sometimes those knees of yours probably
couldn't cope.
But like, mate, these games here, it's funny, there's guys who play 100 miles an hour, and obviously guys like, you know, Jeremy Smith, myself, Willie Mason, sort of, and then there's guys like Cliffy Lyons who have still got it. So, mate, like, Cliffy plays, but you only out there being here on trying to put shots on Cliffy, but it's good to see Cliffy out there with Beaver. But I played last year, the Bulldogs are way too good. There was them, Newcastle in the final.
Yeah.
Brisbane, we didn't get past the group stages. We lost to the Barbarians, and then we beat Newcastle, but we got knocked out. But you know what, there was 8,000 people there last year. And the people at the Central Coast area in Newcastle, they turned up, so we're hoping for 10,000 this weekend.
Good. Let's hope they all get out there. We urge everyone. Yeah. It's a terrific stadium as well. It's just a really good viewing ground. I know you guys are going to be terrific with your time with the crowd as well and the kids that turn up.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I think 6 hours last year, you know, just the boys playing and stuff. And then, you know, I think Mark Hughes Foundation is a big push there, and the boys respect what he's been through, and he's just happy as, and we're a bit sore after it, but it's all worthwhile.
Who takes it more seriously than some of the others?
Oh, mate, the Bulldogs. Mate, they've been 4 or 5 sessions, but in saying that, mate, Big Gordy played well last year. Like, you know, Gordy's got 1 speed, too.
Yeah.
Big Gordy, kids have never seen him play before. His boys have never seen him play. And Big Gordy, he's still ripping in last year. He was great. Yeah.
Just tell Gordy someone called him soft.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, this year, too, the Barbarians, mate, Nathan Blacklock's back. Matty Bowen's back, and Amos Roberts. So they're going to
They got some speed.
Some speed still left in those legs. Hey, Wendell, what about the shenanigans, mate, with the coaches? Got Wayne Bennett. He's saying, well, I'm not going anywhere. You got, you know, obviously it'd be better for everybody concerned with we could get that swap done with Wayne Bennett coming to the Rabbitohs and Anthony Seibold going to Brisbane. Or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I think I said this a couple of months ago to when it was sort of last month. Anthony Seibold is one of my best mates. He was Brisbane, and Loz, you'd know, this was at Canberra with you, Seeds. I can't believe it's the same bloke who's one of the Italian coach of the year. But he's a guy who set a great standard. But if you look at it now with the Bunnies and the Broncos, you know, the players and the fans, and they're not overly happy with how the situation's going, I reckon they should just, you know, do a deal, swap over now. And as Wayne said, he's not going anywhere. I think Wayne understands he's playing the game. And I've never seen the Broncos at the crossroads like this before. I was disappointed for Kevy. I'm happy for Anthony Seibold. But I reckon the best thing for the game is right now is for those two clubs to do a deal in the next week and obviously trade it off now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people love to see that, in particular South Sydney supporters, because I think they believe that, you know, with Siebes being there, they want to see him, you know, see him go now, and they want Bennett to be in charge of them. You also played plenty of tests for the Wallabies, Wendell. The Wallabies are struggling at the moment. Now, I don't know whether you've watched a lot of them lately, but what are your thoughts on the Wallabies, and how do we improve going forward for the World Cup next year?
Oh, look, there's no doubt that they have, I suppose, they have like a top line of 22 players. But you know what? I think sometimes when you're playing the All Blacks and these teams like Ireland, in England, sometimes if they're talking good game, we just need to get back to basics, you know, trust the system. Our forwards are getting good stuff a little bit, and our backs don't seem to be in sync at the moment, you know. And to be honest, I see a guy like Israel, and I just wish I could just say, Israel, just play rugby. He seems to be sidetracked with this thing that happened, you know, sort of earlier in the year. And I follow him on Instagram, and he just keeps going back to it. You know, it's time to move on. I want to see the best of Israel Folau. And the Wallabies are good round World Cup time. They seem to find something extra. You know, people are forgetting that. But I feel sorry for Michael Checker. The harder he tries, the probably worse it gets for the Wallabies. And I just think it's an attitude thing. Because I'm a bit like your young bloke. I think he's at Joey's. I go and watch Joey's in that club. I've been there with Marty Downs and that. And, mate, at that school level, that rugby level, there's a lot of talent there. We're getting somewhere wrong between club rugby and that sort of international stuff, you know?
Yeah. Now, where's Lottie's best position, mate, in rugby? Israel, not Lottie. Israel.
No, that's right. Look, I think he's best fullback. The more he gets his hands on the ball, the better. And I think you saw around when he played against Argentina, you know, there was 3-on-1 there, and he's so confident he'll back himself. Maybe he should have just passed it, but he just doesn't seem in the right headspace. But when he's at his best, but at fullback and just thinking, you know, just playing rugby and just being the best that he can be, you know? That's what I reckon Israel's best position is.
Wendell, we're looking forward to seeing you in action, mate. The return of the Legends of League up there in Gosford on the weekend at Central Coast Stadium. It's all on Saturday. All the teams are star-studded. We look forward to you watching or winning the Man of the Championship, mate.
Oh, it's not about me. It's about all the boys getting back together. But also, you know, I'm glad that Todd Carney's playing in it too. Everyone, you know, he's a bloke. I think he's done his time, and good to see him come back and put a little bit back into it.
You're right there, Del. We wish you all the best, mate. And thanks, give it to those Bulldogs, hey?
Love your work, boys.